Of which I have the Baptist preached and which the church doing simply what we ought to do, but doing it for God's sake, not just because we are driven to do it by some necessity. Like the prophets of the Old Testament, St. John the Baptist was sent by God for a very, with a very, very spiritual mission, that of preparing the way of the Savior. He received the courage, the Spirit, he received the Spirit of courage to speak to the people of that time. As the last of the prophets, St. John's work was very important, since he prepared the way for Jesus. His baptism was a baptism of repentance, and through his perfection, we use a new one made in the name of the superstance of the Trinity. Baptism we all receive here. Repentance is the door that opens to allow Jesus' presence to us. No repentance, no disease or power. Christ has his burial in heaven. But his dwelling on earth is made in a humble and contrite heart. Every person that receives this interior visit of the Lord receives also a mission very similar to that of St. John the Baptist. This mission is humble and powerful. It consists in struggling to destroy every violence, in suffering for the kingdom of God, in bringing peace and joy in your family, in preparing the way of the Lord, in avoiding any division. Dear friends, everyone who is baptized has a duty to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of heaven through his faith, example, every human being is able to be a temple of God. Many temples are still sealed, filled with resentment, cold, and darkness. They must open. This is the beauty of Christmas. Each one of us can become a living and interior nativity scene where Jesus wants to abide, where Jesus wants to stay. Do you hear him approaching at the door? Amen.